I was going to ask a few questions here. So, how many of you have a brother or a sister? You all have. You have a new baby brother, don't you? Yeah. Do you always get along? Mom and Dad sometimes has to tell you to be nice and get along, yeah. Well, I have a brother, and occasionally my mom tells us we have to be nice to each other. Well, how do you feel when your brother or sister does something wrong? Don't. Like, what if they took your favorite toy without asking? Happened to me a lot. Would you feel sad? Maybe even mad? Yeah. I know I feel mad when my brother takes my Legos without asking. He doesn't always give them back, but. Well, in our Bible reading earlier, we learned about Joseph and his brothers. You remember Joseph with the coat of many colors? Well, he had a lot of older brothers, and they didn't always get along. One time, Joseph's brothers sold him as a slave to some merchants who were passing through. Now, what if your brother or sister did that to you? What if they sold you to some strangers and took you someplace far away like Egypt? Would you feel sad? Probably a little mad, huh? I'd be mad. I don't think I'd be able to get good cell service there. And I'd most likely have no Wi-Fi. It'd be terrible. Well, I'm sure Joseph felt no better. He was taken to Egypt from his town, and that is a very long way to travel on foot. He couldn't just hail a taxi and have him. Nope, he had to walk there. Well, several years passed in Egypt, and one day Joseph's brothers showed up. They'd come because there was a huge famine, and Egypt was the only place they could find food. Joseph had grown up, and his brothers didn't recognize him. As we heard in the Bible reading from the book of Genesis, Joseph finally told his brothers who he was. He was like, "Yo, I'm your brother Joseph, man. Remember me?" If you were in this situation as Joseph, would you want to get back at your siblings for what they did to you? You probably would want to, huh? Joseph didn't. What? He's not getting even with his brothers? They treated him like dirt. They sold him as a slave and took him to a far place, and he pretended he was dead. And he's not even yelling at them? What are you doing, Joe? Instead of getting back at them, he forgives them. He forgives them for all the wrong they did out of jealousy and hate. Well, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to forgive one another. So the next time your sister, and later on when your brother does something wrong to you, be like Joseph and forgive them. Because that's what God wants us to do. And like, you know, Joseph, he went to Egypt and then he was put in charge and he helped get food, prepare foods for the famine that came so everyone would have food. Well, that wouldn't have happened and people would have starved, possibly died, if he hadn't come to Egypt. So all things happen for a reason and it will all come to good. So remember that and forgive your sisters and your brother.